We're back with Trevor Thomas, and we're talking about this petition drive, and I think Ms. Clark has a question.
So there's this sort of inside knowledge among folks who run ballots that, like, if you want to get anywhere near to yes on a ballot, you need to be kind of like polling at like 60% or higher, right? And is it accurate that the numbers that you guys had out in the field came back with like 77% were in favor or would say that they would, you know, be okay with this kind of legislation?
You're right.
Yeah. So what is it then, do you think, is that disconnect between Republican lawmakers that if you see that, you know, voters are at 75%+ and yet it appears that there aren't many Republicans serving in the legislature in favor. Where is that disconnect?
Yeah, so you're right that any good campaign is going to have amazing data analytics, and we have amazing data analytics, and we have people backing it up. And so we were able to catch that at 77% here in Michigan, people believe that if the legislature doesn't get the job done, it should go to the ballot, and they would be supportive. Believe it or not, 66% of Republicans also believe this. And when we look at strong Republicans that are definitely going to the polls and definitely support, it's in the high 40s, about 46-point-something%.
Of strong Republicans.
Of strong. And so we're encouraged by this. Of course, the right thing for us to do is to throw a whole bunch of options toward it and see how well we hold up. And so we're prepared for a successful campaign because at the end of the day, every Michigander deserves a fair and equal chance to succeed.
Will the Catholic Church fight you on this?
I think what you saw us introduce and to be able to make sure that we defined religion, which had never been defined in Michigan law, and to respect the deeply held beliefs, I think we would be encouraged if they'd like to speak with us. And as a Catholic personally, there's a compelling argument.
The last time I checked, though, the Pope was a no vote.
Oh, but the Pope does not encourage, and this is a, please check it out again, Tim, firing someone for who they are and kicking them out of a house and harassing them and discriminate against them. The Pope does not encourage that.
Do you expect organized opposition?
We have been working hard by meeting, and this goes back to our bipartisan committee, with anyone willing to listen, stakeholders from throughout the state. And at this time, outside of Gary Glenn in Midland, I don't see opposition at this time.
Do you think there will be, though?
My hope is that we continue to do what we've done for 37 years since Jim was bold and introduced the bill. And that is to tell our stories, that at this point, the majority of Michiganders know someone who is lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. It is someone in their immediate circle. And so we obviously are compelled that 80% of people already think this is against the law. And so I think when we have the opportunity to do paid messaging and to move forward in traditional campaign tactics, we're excited to tell that story.
Trevor, is it your plan to appeal to, say, House Speaker Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on policy grounds or on political grounds? I mean, there are two distinct issues, right? There's the policy, and then there's the ramifications for what this could mean if it is on the ballot in November. What do you think is a more powerful, persuasive approach for your side?
Not political, because this isn't political. They have a chance to do the right thing. I know it's not easy for them. Obviously, they have constituencies that deeply care about their personal, deeply held religious beliefs, and that's why we are making a genuine effort. We clearly could have submitted language that was just adding sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. We are very, very encouraged by the amount of support we have seen and will continue to see, and we're excited about the opportunity to have discussions with the legislature. Senator Jeremy Moss and Representative John Hoadley have introduced bills, and they are willing to move to negotiations as fast as possible. It would certainly save me a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money.
Now, what if they came to you and said, okay, let's negotiate on this, but we're not comfortable with the transgender piece. Would you be willing to negotiate on that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, are there parts of your proposal you would be willing to negotiate on?
We have done a good faith effort in the language we have submitted to the Board of State Canvassers to recognize deeply held religious beliefs and to make sure that everyone who's a person of faith, and you see them in our leadership committee, is respected every day. We ask for the same respect and to make sure that folks know we are not protected in state law and that we just want the same rights as everyone else and nothing more.
So you've already feel like you've already negotiated as far as you're willing to go with this proposal then?
Well, in terms of the proposal, the process, not to get too much in process, but just remember the public can make comment for a few more days. And then in a new process, the first time in this election cycle, the language is approved on the front end so that when people are gathering signatures, voters are seeing exactly what the language will be.
Let's talk practical politics here. Let's say you have a lawmaker who's on the fence and he or she could be persuaded. At some point you play the card, you know what, we can help you get reelected or we can help you get unelected. Would you make that kind of threat to get a vote?
Look at the coalition we put together. That is not my place to have that discussion. Nobody affiliated with Fair and Equal Michigan would have that discussion. We're bipartisan. When you file a ballot committee, it's actually nonpartisan in nature. And this is what attracts, I think, many of the corporate leaders to be open about supporting not just the policy, but the additional step of initiated law. Think about that for a second. I don't know if corporations should be opining on changing the Constitution, but this keeps everything in the hands of the legislature. And it's just like a group of citizens coming together to introduce a bill that's entirely up to them what they want to do with it.
So you're not going to play hardball. You're not going to play hardball politics with them and threaten them.
We have already proven our deep respect. In every interview we've given, we have encouraged that the legislature can take action at any time. We would be so thrilled.
So I think you're not, you used to be called pulling a John Engler, right? You're not going to pull an Engler.
I didn't say that.
Trevor, as you well know, Governor Whitmer talked about this issue in her State of the State speech last year. Are you hopeful? Are there conversations with the administration about having her bring up this issue again on the 29th?
Well, we were so grateful when the governor said in her State of the State, her first State of the State, that it was finally the time to enshrine in Michigan's Civil Rights Act protections that would prohibit discrimination against LGBTQ people. And in June, we were heartened as well that she gave a signal that if interested members of the community were done waiting for the legislature after 37 years, other options could be presented on the table. We will continue to talk to the administration about the importance of Elliot Larson, and we're extremely heartened. But as a nonpartisan committee with independents, Republicans, people of faith, and other leaders, we are entirely focused on the job at hand, which is starting our process to be able to initiate a citizen's bill.
You're going to pay for names, right?
It is important that on this tight timeline, and anyone watching, we'd love volunteers to turn out. It will be a Herculean effort. They can sign up at fairandequalmichigan.com. We will have a robust paid operation to make sure that, and you can imagine corporations would probably say the next sentence, to make sure we're hitting our targets weekly, daily, monthly, and to make sure that we have success
by May 27. So DTE and Consumers Energy and people like that, Verizon, are going to kick in some money into this fund to get this thing done.
Dow Chemical Company, Herman Miller, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And we're excited about the resources we have to make sure that we have options on the table. I do not sit in any meeting with the belief that we're going to the ballot. The legislature has the opportunity to act. This is the right course of action. The Detroit News editorial board opined Ingrid just overnight. I saw it come through. She'd love to see legislative action, too. She said it's the right place for
what's
the legislature to take
budget,
action.
Though? Let's assume legislature says nothing. You have to sell it on the ballot. Do you have a budget for
that? We're going to have the resources in place for success.
$5 million?
I like what you're doing here, Tim.
Well, it's a number. Am I in the ballpark?
You know, I think the governor gave a great response when you tried to pin her on a number earlier, and she just said, Sounds great. Thanks so much, Tim.
But Trevor, this is sort of putting the cart before the horse here. Of course, you have to collect these signatures first, and you're doing so in the middle of winter in Michigan.
You're right.
You don't have, you know, summer festivals where you can collect large numbers of signatures and small amounts of time outdoors. How do you approach this, given the just practical considerations of weather?
Well, on the volunteer side, you've got companies that have volunteer LGBT groups, employee resource groups. On the university side, you've got LGBT groups that are getting fired up. So I feel very good about volunteer operations. Then we take nothing for granted. We're going to have a robust paid operation. Cole House Strategies is leading that operation. And we're excited about our timeline. You know, we're going through a new process right now, so everyone has a chance to weigh in on the language through the Board of State Canvassers. But at the end of the day, we're doing what it takes to make sure every Michigander has a chance to succeed, no matter who they are in Michigan. We're excited.
But you think you have these grassroots groups that have formed across the state in recent years that you're going to be able to activate?
Yeah, you've seen... You know, we've learned a lot in the LGBTQ community, and I think the number of community centers and nonprofits that engage in this work are excited. And because we're nonpartisan, a number of people can engage in this activity.
How many other states have gender identity and sexual orientation on the books as protected?
21, and thank you, Zoe, for asking. 21. So, nationally, we have a long way to go. There are other states that have a patchwork of different variations. In fact, Michigan, we have a state where employees and government are protected through the governor's executive order. Mm-hmm. We also have a number of municipalities and cities that have taken action, and they've seen none of the scare tactics that you might hear about over the years occur here in Michigan.
In fact, because East Lansing in Michigan was the first
city nationally. Well, but we have seen the religious freedom issue pop up in East Lansing, the farmer's market. They, denied a spot for a farmer because he, had opposing views. I mean, isn't that a real issue? I mean, you said no to the cake issue. Didn't the U.S. Supreme Court decide that issue and say, in fact, that baker can decline to make a cake for a same-sex couple?
There have been various interpretations of the Supreme Court ruling. And so we are focused entirely on Michigan and making sure that everyone here is fully aware, remember the 80%, Zoe, that you can still be legally fired in Michigan for who you are. Cities have led the way. Corporations have led the way on making sure policies are in place for success. And let's just talk about that for a second in terms of change is never easy. Religion is protected under Elliot Larson. We've already commented about the importance of recognizing one's religious beliefs. But when you are a leader, whether you've got a team of one or a larger team, it is incumbent upon you to make sure that the appropriate level of training and conversations occurring to respect all views in the workplace or at a city level. And I think Michigan has led the way on this in showing that it can be done in a respectful and professional manner.
Who's your candidate for president?
Who's my candidate? Oh, this is a nonpartisan committee, Tim.
it was a nonpartisan question.
Oh, is it a nonpartisan question?
You could pick from either side.
Well, you know, I'm going to stay nonpartisan.
Ooh.
And what encourages me about the presidential election activity, though, is it is driving record levels of turnout. And I would be misleading you if I said record levels of turnout are very important to us when you look at bringing something to the ballot on any topic.
So you're absolutely confident you're going to get this thing done?
Of course, or I would have never announced. With a coalition of people and a number of people who want to see this done, we have a terrific, diverse group of individuals leading the way. But what's more important is what people have done for 37 years, which is LGBT people and queer people and their supporters, families, allies, coworkers, friends, brothers, sisters, who have known them, listened to them, and heard their stories over the years.
Mr. Thomas, thanks for showing up.
Thank you, Tim.
Talk to you later, eh?